وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio and Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for he who performs a complete wudu when it is severely cold and it is difficult for him. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of that with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out sins and with which He raises ranks?" The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, "Certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "Performing a complete wudu despite difficulties, taking many steps to the masjid and waiting for the next salah immediately after the present salah. This is ribat. That is real ribat." At-Timiyati rahmatullah alayhi says the word difficulties in this context refers to severe cold, illness which disables a person from moving easily, or other situations wherein it is difficult for a person to perform wudu. Since the person who is regular in performing the above deeds expects forgiveness for his sins, an increase in his good deeds and admission into paradise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared him to a person guarding the Islamic border, that is ribat, expecting martyrdom and forgiveness. Others are of the opinion that the above good deeds are named ribat because they bind the person and prevent him from committing sins and acts of disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Should I not inform you of that with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out mistakes and with which He expiates sins?" The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, "Certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "Performing a complete wudu despite difficulties, taking many steps to the masjid and waiting for the next salah immediately after the present salah." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Performing a complete wudu despite difficulties, taking many steps to the masjid and waiting for the next salah immediately after the present salah are acts that completely wash off sins." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever performs a complete wudu in severe cold shall receive a double reward." Now we discuss the reward of using a miswak. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The miswak is a purification for the mouth and earns the pleasure of the sustainer." At-Tabarani narrates the above hadith from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and adds the following words to it, "And it sharpens the eyesight." As Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Use the miswak, for it purifies the mouth and earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On every occasion that Jibreel came to me, he advised me to use the miswak to such an extent that I feared that it might be made compulsory on me and my followers. Were it not for my fear of causing difficulty on my followers, I would have made the use of the miswak compulsory on them. I use the miswak to such an extent that I fear losing my front teeth. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been ordered to use the miswak to such an extent that I fear the divine revelation concerning it will be revealed to me. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait not for my fear of causing difficulty on my followers, I would have ordered them to use the miswak for every salah. Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi and Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah also narrate the above verse, the above hadith, but with the following words, I would have ordered them to use the miswak with every wudu. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah also narrates the above hadith, but with the following words, with the wudu at the time of every salah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala ordered that the miswak be used and said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person uses the miswak and then stands up for salah, an angel stands behind him and listens to his recitation. The angel then draws closer and closer to him each time he recites a verse or similar word. The angel then places his mouth on the person's mouth. Now whatever of the Quran he utters goes directly into the angel. You should therefore purify your mouths for the Quran. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two rakats of salah offered after having used the miswak are better than 70 rakats offered without the miswak. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer offering two rakats of salah after having used the miswak than offering 70 rakats without the miswak. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the superiority of salah with miswak is 70 times more than salah without miswak. The reward for he who safeguards his wudu. Soban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remain steadfast and you will never be able to encompass the rewards that are in store for you if you remain steadfast. You should know that the best of your deeds is salah. None but the true believer can safeguard the wudu. Rabia al-Jarshi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remain steadfast, and how great it will be if you remain steadfast. Safeguard the wudu, for surely the best of your deeds is salah. Be cautious of the earth, for it is your mother. No matter what the person does on it, be it good or evil, it will inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereof. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait not for my fear of causing difficulty on my followers, I would have ordered them to perform wudu for every salah and to use a miswak with every wudu. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, whoever performs wudu despite being in a state of impurity, shall have 10 good deeds recorded in his favor. Abdullah ibn Buraida narrates from his father, radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up one morning, called for Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and asked him, O Bilal, how did you precede me to paradise? I went into paradise last night and I heard your sounds in front of me. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time I call out the adhan, I offer two rakats of salah, and every time my wudu breaks, I perform a fresh wudu immediately. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is because of these actions that you preceded me. The reward for he who says the following words after wudu. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever from amongst you performs a complete wudu and then says the following words, the 8 doors of paradise will be opened for him, and he can enter from whichever one he desires. And the words are very simple. They are, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, who is one and has no partner. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs wudu by washing his hands, rinsing his mouth 3 times, blowing his nose 3 times, washing his face 3 times, washing his hands till his elbows 3 times, passing his wet hands over his head, washing his feet 3 times, and that does not talk before having read the following, then his sins between the previous wudu and the next wudu are forgiven, and the words are, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, who is one and has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf, it will be a source of light for him on the day of resurrection from the place where he is standing till Makkah Mukarrama. Whoever recites the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will not be affected by the appearance of Dajjal. I repeat, whoever recites the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will not be affected by the appearance of Dajjal. We must try and make that a habit and memorize those last 10 verses. And whoever performs wudu and then recites the following supplication, it will be recorded on a parchment and sealed. This seal will not be broken till the day of resurrection. And the supplication is, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek forgiveness from you, and I turn to you in repentance. Now we discuss the reward for he who offers 2 rakats after wudu, which is known as tahiyyatul wudu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, O Bilal, tell me of the deed in which you have the most hope, which you did in Islam, for I have heard your footsteps in front of me in paradise. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala replied, I have not done any deed in which I have the most hope, except that whenever I perform wudu, be day or night, I offer with that wudu whatever salah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned that I should offer. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs a wudu and then follows it with 2 rakats of salah with total devotion and humility, paradise becomes incumbent on him. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed wudu and then said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing wudu just as I performed it. He then said, whoever performs wudu as I have done and follows it with 2 rakats of salah without allowing his thoughts to wander therein, his past sins are forgiven. Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs a perfect wudu and then offers 2 rakats of salah without forgetting anything therein, his past sins are forgiven. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs a perfect wudu and then stands up to offer 2 or 4 rakats, one of the narrators, Sahal, is in doubt whether he said 2 or 4, bowing, prostrating and humbling himself beautifully and then seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. So wudu is an ibadat, and if it is followed up by the 2 rakats, the appropriate du'as, the 2 rakats of tahiyyatul wudu, how wonderful it would be, realizing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world to worship him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen so pure and so clean and so beautiful for us. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of appreciating the rewards of all these good deeds and practicing on them. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين